The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by my Father who sent me, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God, and to hear the teachings of the Father and learn from it is to come to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who has come from the Father. He has seen the Father. I tell you most solemnly, everybody who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert and they are dead. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven so that man may eat it and not die. I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." What kind of life it is? It is the life of God. It is the eternal life which Jesus gives to us. And how does that life he gives to us? By offering his own body and blood. One of the church fathers says, "I believe in the resurrection of the body just because I eat the body of Christ. I believe in the resurrection of the body, resurrection of life, I believe the eternal life just because I eat the body of Christ. And that which I eat cannot go in vain. Therefore, I believe." Dear brothers and sisters, this bread of life is not only sustains us in this age, it not only sustains our present life, it also gives us the eternal life. Therefore, Jesus has offered himself totally on the cross. In today's gospel, Jesus compares our spiritual journey to the journey of our forefathers from the land of exile to the promised land. All those who have began their journey did not reach the promised land just because they failed to believe in the God. They failed to believe in the power of God. As a result, they worshipped the pagan gods. They worshipped idols. They worship the calf made of gold. And because of this, they were destroyed. And all those who have believed were led to the promised land. They were fed with the manna from heaven. Their thirst was quenched by the waters of stone. And thus they reached the promised land. And this journey of our forefathers is compared to our spiritual journey. And the manna which we eat on our journey is the body and blood of Christ. And that is what we celebrate every day on this table of bread and wine, on this Eucharistic table. And as we reflect on the Eucharistic celebration, I want to place before you the three characteristics of Eucharist. The first one is, Eucharist is a heavenly banquet. It is a heavenly banquet. Jesus has replaced the old sacrifice with the new one. Jesus has replaced the old covenant with the new one. And what is this old covenant? Old covenant is that Israelite priest used to take the blood of the goat, the sheep, the bulls, And they used to go to the Holy of Holies and used to offer the sacrifice for their own sin and for the sin of the people. And now Jesus, who came down from heaven, has offered himself and has taken his own blood and offered a sacrifice once and for all, not for his sin, but for our sin. And that sacrifice we offer every day on the Eucharistic table. And why it is a heavenly banquet? Because Jesus has anticipated that heavenly banquet which they are offering in heaven here on earth. Therefore, this sacred sacrifice, Eucharistic sacrifice, unites us to the Father, unites us to Jesus Christ, unites us to all the heavenly bodies. And Jesus himself makes this sacrament sacramentally present through the ministry of the priest when they pray the consecrated prayer on the bread and wine. And thus Jesus transforms that bread and wine in his own body and blood. Thus Jesus is present really completely through his own body, the blood, through his soul and through his divinity. Therefore, this Eucharistic celebration is reliving the greatest historical event, greatest salvific event. It is reliving the passion, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice he offered on the cross. Therefore, during the Eucharistic celebration, we are all before the heavenly kingdom where Jesus is present with his heavenly glory. Therefore, it is a heavenly banquet. Secondly, Eucharist is the greatest miracle. It's the greatest miracle. We, the people of little faith, always seek for sign and miracles. And when there is something unusual happening around us, we go to that place and make that place itself as our God. But we fail to see the greatest miracle which is happening every day on this Eucharistic table. And the greatest miracle that is performed by a priest is the Eucharist, where the bread and wine is transformed into body and blood of Christ. We have heard of many miracles of Eucharist. For example, Saint Anthony of Padua shown the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament with a miracle. A rich man in the village by name Bononilo did not believe the presence of God in the Eucharist. So he challenged Saint Anthony to prove the presence of God, presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And as a result, the challenge was this. They would place the heap of hay and the Blessed Sacrament before the donkey of Bononilo, and they would see what the donkey would do. Bononilo agreed. He went home and he did not feed the donkey for 2 days. And the day of test arrived. Bononilo brought his donkey, which is fully hungry, and there was standing Saint Anthony of Padua with the Blessed Sacrament, and little further there was a heap of hay. And the great crowd was gathered to see this miracle. As the donkey went towards the Blessed Sacrament, it knelt down in adoration and all were surprised. We might have seen this kind of miracles in many places. We might have witnessed, we might have heard the miracles of Eucharist. And what is the reason for this miracle? The reason for this miracle is the first miracle, the change of bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. And it is Jesus who transforms the bread and wine into his own body and blood. Therefore, it is the greatest miracle which is performed every day on this Eucharistic table. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, Eucharist is the highest form of prayer. Eucharist is the highest form of prayer. How and why? Why? Because it is centered on the sacramental life through which the grace flows into our life. Eucharist is the center of all other sacraments. It is the center of every Christian. It is through Eucharist that the grace flows into our life. It is also said that Eucharist is the source and summit of Christian life. Therefore, we read in the Acts of the Apostles, they devoted themselves of the Apostles' teachings and fellowship to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. The first converts, first Christians, used to gather around the table of bread. And because of this gathering, they were of one mind, one heart. Because they were receiving the bread of the Eucharist. And why and how it is the highest form of prayer? Eucharist is the ultimate prayer of the Lord. It is through Eucharist that Jesus offered his entire life to the Father on our behalf. And it is the highest form of prayer just because it is the prayer of God to God. It is the prayer of God to God. Jesus was God. Jesus is God. And this Jesus offered a prayer to God. And that prayer we offer every day on this Eucharistic table. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, if Eucharist is the heavenly banquet, if Eucharist is the greatest miracle, if Eucharist is the highest form of prayer, this Eucharist which we celebrate every day should never become a routine thing in our life. It should never become an emotional act, but every Eucharistic celebration should become a deeper relationship with God, where we experience God, where He comes into our life, and thus we are nourished. And as we continue this Eucharistic celebration, let us ask the same Eucharistic Lord to open our eyes of faith so that we may see Him, we may experience Him, and thus we may receive Him in our life. Amen.